An existing language gap between patients and healthcare workers is being further exposed during the COVID-19 pandemic. University of Nevada, Las Vegas medical students are working to close communication challenges in the university simulation lab. KUNR's Stephanie Serrano has the story.
In Nevada, 31% of people speak a language other than English in the home. That's according to a 2018 report by the Migration Policy Institute. The number one non-English language spoken in the state is Spanish, followed by Tagalog. The large language gap in the U.S. medical field adds a layer of problems for those whose native language is not English. Often, someone in the medical office, anyone in the office, is asked to interpret the medical needs of the patient. These employees are asked to perform their additional skill without extra pay, taking time away from their regular tasks. In many cases, a family member has to step up to be the interpreter, like a sibling, an aunt, or in some cases, even a child. Adriana Chavez is an artist raised in Southern California who became her grandmother's caretaker when she was diagnosed with cancer.
Me, personally, being someone that is like not really educated in medical terminology, it's kind of difficult to interpret like medical terminology into like digestible language. I was glad that I could be there for my grandmother and that I could speak both languages, but to not have a wide array of staff in the hospitals that we went to, that was difficult.
Now, Chavez is a standardized patient, one of the actors hired to role play with medical students at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Each medical simulation provides real-life scenarios, so students can work with patients who may be experiencing a wide spectrum of health problems and may speak little to no English. Chavez was her grandmother's interpreter, and now in her acting role, she's able to embody her grandmother's experience by acting as someone who speaks little to no English.
I feel vulnerable in that there is a risk of the person in the medical field not really understanding me. Hardship in that, like, I can't understand them, quote, end quote. There just seems to be this frustration that we can't just talk openly. If I were a person that couldn't understand, I would feel frustrated, vulnerable, alone, stuck in a hard place.
There are at least 350 languages spoken across U.S. homes, according to the most recent data from the United States Census Bureau. Gigi Gisella Nathan is the founder of the Standardized Patient Program at the Clinical Simulation Center of Las Vegas. She says there are multiple layers that make visiting a hospital a difficult experience for someone when English isn't their first language. And even if the patient and medical interpreter do speak the same language, there may be differences in dialect.
Then you get in there with someone that you don't know, and you are going to interpret for them, and you're probably not trained in how to do this professionally, but you give it your best shot. You're likely to run into dialect differences between you and the patient. Maybe you're from Distrito Federal, and they are from Bogota. So do you guys use the same words for everything and the same phrases for everything? Probably not. So you got those challenges, not to mention the healthcare provider that you share a common language with, English, also speaks another language that you may or may not speak, which is medical jargon.
A national study conducted in 2017 by Doximity, a social network for physicians, found that among 60,000 respondents, 36% speak Spanish. It also found that 44% of physicians who speak a non-English language graduated from a medical school outside of the U.S. It's been a little more than a year since Gisella and Nathan started hiring actors and interpreters to role play with the medical students at UNLV. The patient cases simulate a variety of health conditions. Some cases involve gallbladder and digestive complications, and others are a little harder to process, including telling someone they have a deadly disease like cancer. And now they're diagnosing simulations of COVID-19. On top of having to identify a new virus, causing hundreds of deaths in the state and over 100,000 deaths across the nation, Guisado de Nathan says the students are also learning a new skill, how to work with patients via telehealth.
When the pandemic hit, the faculty that I work with and the students that I work with had to very quickly pivot. How can we continue education that's about communication, that's based on face-to-face interaction and reading body language? How can we do that online?
Guisado de Nathan says third-year UNLV medical students who worked with bilingual standardized interpreters last year are already putting their new skills to the test. Some students have been connecting with medical interpreters at COVID-19 testing sites to help residents get tested for the virus in Las Vegas as the pandemic continues. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.